Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Brandon Shanahan, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're joined by Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius to talk about what the last few weeks have been like for the county. So let's get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about what the county has done this week to help prepare for the cold weather?
County's just been kind of same standard operations, trying to push back snow and try and do stuff in the warmer weather. Just be cautious, I guess. The cold is just hard on equipment. Glad it's not snowing right now. So,
can you kind of walk me through what the last couple of weeks have been like with the challenges of snow after snow after snow?
It's been a lot of work. The guys have worked long hours with only a couple of days off in the last couple of weeks. The real struggle has really just been the wind. It's been hard to keep roads open. Just don't have the manpower to run 24/7 on the gravel roads. We struggled to get over everything once a day, and I think we've done pretty well considering the snow and the wind that we've had and the timing of stuff, and some ice in there too has made stuff slick on the gravel roads. But we're out there working the best we can, trying to open stuff up wider and wider each time, and had some struggles just getting stuff pushed back. But I think the public is, once we have a conversation with them, what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing, they tend to understand and are appreciative of the work we're doing. So,
how does this compare to previous years for you and the county?
This has been a tough stretch. I know, for the last couple of years, this has probably been one of the worst winters we've had for a while anyway, at least in the recent stretch of winter we've had. November started out bad with that blizzard right there after Thanksgiving, but the month of December was pretty good for us for this year. And you know, I think we're on par on average. You know, we look at the whole winter compared to previous years, and it just, it's the timing of it's different. This is all kind of caught up to us in a stretch here in about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks all at the same time.
Looking forward to the second half of this week, is there anything that people should be aware of when driving on county roads this week?
Remind people to take it easy. Go slow out there, whether you see our equipment or not. We know the gravel roads are slick. We've gotten some ice last week and then again this week that iced stuff up. There's a lot of snow piled at intersections and driveways, and so it makes it hard for visibility, so make sure you know what's out there before you pull out into traffic, just for yourself and anybody else driving. Just ask for patience. You know, we can only do so much to control Mother Nature, and we're trying to work with the resources we've got to be able to get stuff open as quick as we can. Typical policy is to try and get roads open to traffic within 2 days after it's done snowing, but when the wind keeps blowing every day and it blows stuff shut, it's hard for us to look like we're making progress, but people need to realize we're out there working, trying to keep things open.
Can you educate me a little bit on the Palm Avenue south of Highway 92 project and what you hope to accomplish there?
It's a grading and resurfacing project, a minor project, really, for us, trying to go out there and restore the cross-section of the road, get some ground back in the road, clean out some ditches, and build the road up a little bit so the snow can blow across to try and keep it clean a little better in the winter. And then we'll end up re-rocking, surfacing that project when we're done.
And then also, the first reading for the new ordinance regarding improper use of county roadways was passed. Can you tell me a little bit about that and where that came from?
Yeah, that really comes from kids like to go out and have some kids like to go out and have some fun with on our dirt roads after it rains, try and see how far they can get in their trucks. And unfortunately, they're just being kids, but that action causes damage to the roads. It creates ruts that makes it hard for a farmer or somebody needs to be down that road for their livelihood to get through without bouncing all over the place. And so we have to go out after it dries up a bit and reblade the road, and that pulls away focus from working on the gravel road elsewhere or another project that might need to be done. So the worked with the county attorney over the last year or so to try and come up with a better way to try and curb that activity. This is a tool that will give them another resource to try and help minimize the damage or when the damage does occur, it'll allow us to try and collect restitution for that, the time and materials that was used to make the repairs, instead of in the past we've everybody's kind of gotten a warning the first time and gotten one free pass, and that doesn't help us fix the problem for the rest of the public that's inconvenienced.
And that's been today's Halcyon House Washington page, with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius to talk about what the last few weeks have been like for the county. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. You can find this program on KCIIRadio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.